Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, JoJo White. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Heinie Schubel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Davis steals second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Heinie Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Morgan moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shubble scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoxett moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hoxett moves to third. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Ed Montague now playing shortstop. Heine Shubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shubble is 0-for-1 in the game. Shubble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Shubble reaches second base with a double. Rogel scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoxett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Shubble moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a pop-up towards short. Schubel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Davis, and towards Gehringer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Heine Schubel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schubel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schubel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick, who is chasing the ball. Schubel reaches third base with a triple. Rogel scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com has Schubel trapped. There's the throw to Pitlock and back to Com, who tags Schubel for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hogsett hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill strikes out. Hayworth drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Averill out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stone who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Stone throws the ball into Hayworth who tags Cecil trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Vosmick scores. Morgan scores. One out. It's Tigers, 2. Indians, 2. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 2 in the game. Montague bunts towards the mound. Hogsett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hogsett. Porter moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Montague moves to second. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick is walked intentionally. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball towards right. Webb settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Webb. Porter scores. Montague moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Indians. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Montague scores. Vosmick moves to third. Morgan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Shubble misplays the ball. That's an error on Shubble. Vosmick scores. Morgan moves to third. Cecil moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan scores. Cecil moves to third. Com moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Com scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Shubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shubble is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Shubble hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Shubble reaches second base with a double. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Hayworth reaches second base with a double. Shubble scores. It's 8-3, Indians. G. Walker pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayworth moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 4 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.